Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me in answering what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. I but advance for a moment, only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Hello and welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, episode Dose.
Dose. We made it two shows and I still haven't been blown out.
Well, we haven't actually made it two shows. This is just the beginning of number two.
Oh, okay. So we made it one show and a partial, and I still haven't blown out. But the phone's ringing, so that's a good thing.
That's a good sign. They're already trying to say, not these guys again, trying to get us off the air. But we're here to hear your poetry, to hear your work. And I'm here once again with the immortal, the infamous J. Todd Underhill. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. I cannot complain. I'm with Michael Amade. And, of course, our third host. Cue it up, brother, Mr. Board Monkey. JT, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. You did good through the week.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad I'm back, too.
We were a little bit worried about you.
Why?
Well, I mean, we heard some things.
You know how stations talk and stuff like that.
Oh, stations are already talking, huh?
Yeah,
we heard some disturbing things about
you. We heard that Clear Channel was actually trying to pull you out of our ranks to have you board up over there.
Wow! If Clear Channel ever does that, I will be.
Tell them no.
No. Look at this. This is what Judas looked like right before.
I know, right?
You see that? 30 pieces, right? Okay, how about a little... Sorry.
All right. Before we go any further, we do need to thank the station sponsor because they're amazing. I'm going to pick one, and I read it last week, but I brought a prop for the show.
Oh. Put that away.
Zing Tea and Juice is one of our sponsors that makes KZKO a progressive broadcast for your modern life possible. They're made with all-natural tea and juice, with pure cane sugar, 100% vitamin C. Check out their website, link through ours, kzkoradio.com, for a link to them. And I've never had it before. I went and bought a Zing tea, not knowing that Zing actually had come in and stocked up our refrigerator with goodies. I typically drink a product made in another state, Arizona.
How dare you?
Named after a golfer, and I'm not going to name that golfer, but basically I bought
Vance.
The equivalent, the half and half, and I'm going to open it right here, and you're going to experience my first taste of Zing tea on the air.
This is exciting.
That was it opening.
Glug, glug.
Oh, yeah. I can say, from a consumer standpoint, Zing tea beats the other product hands down.
You are such a whore.
I am.
We have a gentleman on the line here. It looks like Mr. Dennis White. Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, sir? Where are you from?
Yes.
Where are you from, Dennis?
I'm from Carleton, Michigan.
Oh, welcome aboard, brother. And I know Dennis from years of posting online. He's a friend of mine on two different boards, actually.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
What are you going to read for us tonight?
I'd like to read a poem from a friend of mine. The poet's name is J. Todd Underhill.
You're going to be covering me.
And the name of the poem is St. Patty's Sonnet.
Oh, nice. All right, anytime you're ready, you can go ahead and fire that off for us.
All right, St. Patty's Sonnet. The dancing shamrock doth bring to my mind the Emerald Isle's new morning dawn. Springtime rainbows are such a pleasant find as I dream of chasing a leprechaun. I am always chasing the rainbow's end in search of the elusive pot of gold. 'Tis all blarney, says my best old friend. True Irishmen are never bought or sold. Alas, the leprechaun cannot be caught, but luck rolls in and out as does the tide. Remembering this when I am distraught keeps a level of lightness deep inside. Remember, those elves are quite unwilling to part with even the slightest shilling.
Yeah. I bet you're a boxer, aren't you, boy?
Dennis, I've got to say, you have blessed me in a way that I've never heard before.
That was great.
I've never had anybody call in and cover my poetry for me.
And you know, you inspired...
Well,
that's excellent, man. Thank you. You inspired
my... It's a pleasure to be on.
Dennis, thank you for calling in, man. You are a true friend beyond friends.
Yeah, God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
He's inspired me, you know.
No.
I think for the rest of the show, I'm going to do it with an accent.
You're going to do the whole show with an accent?
I think I'm going to do the whole show.
Tell you what.
With an Irish accent.
Are you a betting man?
I don't know. It depends on what I'm betting
on. What should we bet on, JT?
Well, hang on.
All right. He's not even listening to us.
I have to get my ears on. No, I can hear you. What do you want to bet on?
What should we bet on? Football?
Well, he's trying to set a bet here.
Honestly, you and I have one that's standing.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Go for it. Go for a football bet. Your Ravens against their next team?
Their next team. The Redskins? I think they're at least semi-pro. If you lose... You do the next four shows with an accent.
Let me ask you this. How am I getting roped into betting on behalf of the Redskins? I mean, why would I ever do this?
Because they're the native indigenous people of this land.
Wait a minute. The Washington Redskins are indigenous?
Well, some
of them. Were they the first football team?
Except for
the
kicker.
I'm sure he was born somewhere else. 76 and we're not moving.
How did this get from Poetry Radio to Sports Radio? Okay, so here's the bet.
All right.
My Ravens,
which
our mascot is here with us, if they win, you do the show with an accent for four shows.
All right, I can do that.
If the Redskins win, I'll do the show, four shows, with an accent.
All right, but if we're going to do that, then I'm going to stop the accent for the rest of this show.
All right, fair
because
enough.
You guys don't get that for free.
No.
It's got to be.
It's going to be costly.
It's going to cost you.
You're archiving this, right?
You have to shake.
Oh,
I can
shake
see
what?
You. I will, thank you for shaking. I appreciate it. Would you shake each other's hands?
There we go.
Thank you.
Right, I'm glad you clarified because I was getting a little nervous. All right. So
we also have to thank our sponsors now that we've got a...
Yes.
We're going to do Off the Vine again because they're our poetic home. Now, mind you, we're taking a little bit of hiatus. We want the December off. We're going to retool, come back at it fresh for the new year. I just said the word tool. I know, dude. You just gave me that.
As opposed to just doing what you normally do. Instead of retooling, you just tool it around and cut off the vine.
Which, you're going to want to check them out because not only do they do the great coffees like we spoke of last week.
Right.
They've got great wine. They've
got
a selection of beers. They even have like a $2 beer for those that are down on their luck. And this poet goes there for that. And then, of course, they've got great food. And Megan is an astounding cook. Hmm. My favorite there is the salmon sandwich. Amazing.
I haven't had that one really.
You should go in there. Yeah.
The salmon?
We should go there after this.
Well,
they'll be closed.
That's why we should go.
No.
We like to go to places when they're closed, you know, let ourselves in, make a sandwich.
Make ourselves at home.
And Megan never heard of us.
Open.
Exactly.
Anyway, all right.
Who else is our sponsor?
We have USA Carpet, which is our upholstery and carpet cleaning poetic home.
And where are they found?
they're found at usacarpetinc.com, and they're here in the Denver Littleton area, and they're excellent.
And I also want to say I am pleased to announce we have a new sponsor. For those of you that want to go on American Idol, we have procured a new sponsor, idolvoicelessons.com.
Who are those guys?
Those guys. Well, you know, a very apt singer that I know of has this website where he teaches you everything you need to know to better your chances of being on the show, basically.
I am just screwing around. I'm one of the guys who put together the program here, and it's really about how to focus in on what is going to help you really ace the audition and to get through that process. So you're not going into it blind. So that's what the whole program's about. It's at idlevoicelessons.com.
So that's our sponsors for this bit. So we're going to welcome you to call in. Our phone number is 303-386-3598. Any poets out there that want to share their work with us, I'm going to try and locate something to read while we're doing that.
Now, in another accent, just in case it's easier, 303-386-3598.
Very good, Latka.
Latka, very good.
You didn't know Latka was in the room, did you?
I didn't expect a taxi reference tonight. You're on the A game tonight, man.
Taxi is A game?
No, welcome back, Connor's A game. Taxi is B game. No, just kidding. All right, so
are you Rorschach then?
Oh,
wow, impressive, my friend. All right, I'm going to do one called "A City Poet in a Small Town." About my first days being married in Livingston, Montana. A train whistle howls in the lonesome night, and the big rigs roll on by on the freeway. Endless streams of cigarettes as I write, as the old country tunes sadly play. Broadcast gives way to lost channel static, the sidewalks all rolled up hours ago. For this poet, it is problematic, a night owl without anywhere to go. I'm chained to my trusty notebook and pen. My coffee pot is working overtime. How I remember those days way back when. All that I had to do was sit and write my rhyme. Oh, how I miss those days of small town life. A poet at large with my newlywed wife.
Yay!
Yeah! That's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call with your poetry. 303-386-3598.
Once again, give us a call, 303-386-3598, to read your poetry. It can be covers, it can be original.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be your own work, and you don't have to cover me. You can cover someone better than me, William Burroughs, or you can do Shel Silverstein.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything you want to do. So give us a call, 303-386-3598.
You can even cover Sylvia Plath, just don't stick your head in the oven. I'm sorry.
On that high note...
On that high note, we're going to be stepping away for a moment.
We'll be back in a moment.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Simply Sloppy Joe's is not your average Joe. Their facility is a dine-in or takeout restaurant that serves great food at low prices. Come by and see why they're so popular. Choose from one of Joe's six signature dishes or their flavor of the week. Joe's is located at 6761 West Mississippi Avenue, Lakewood, Colorado. Check them out on Facebook or contact them at 303-934-5637. That's 303-934-JOE'S.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the Beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Once again, you're listening to World Poet. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. I am the king of the world. I am the immortal G. Todd Underhill. Jamming KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And you're going to want to check us out at www.worldpoetryopenmic.com. And our sponsors, of course, Off the Vine Coffee House in Inglewood, great friends of the show. Also, Idle Voice Lessons. And you're welcome to call in 303-386-3598. Share your poetry with us. I'm going to do another one. This is one I wrote earlier this year, and we're nearing the end of the year, and we've got an epic themed show coming up. Epic. Through the roof. Now,
huge.
You're going to want to join us on the 21st of December. How's this epic theme show going to go, Mike?
Well, first of all, it's the winter solstice.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one.
Epic. Number two, it's Christmas. Well, the show right before Christmas. And then the third, and the most epic.
And the most epic.
It's the end of the world.
The end of the world, and we're going to be right here on the air with you, writing it out.
It's our winter solstice Christmas slash end of the world show, otherwise known the epic themed show.
The epic themed show. All right, so we're moving towards the end of the year. We reflect on those that we've lost this year. One of the ones that we've lost, I had a special kinship to. This is simply entitled Etta. Your sultry voice captured my soul, helping this poetic person become a man. Whiskey and weed did once console, indulged when my passion began. Writing my poems late at night with your records playing along, thinking within my melancholy delight, pausing for that one special song. Sipping from my burgeoning glass with a hit or two from a spliff, such a regal and elegant lass, causing this poet to tear and sniff. Emotions conveyed in your tune, putting me on to a good cry, just to hear you softly croon, still makes this poet mournfully sigh. Tonight I heard of your passing, and the memory came rushing back, one which there is no surpassing, and the world grew much more black. Listening to your soulful operetta, and tearfully pin down this ode, as I drink one more for Etta, and one more for the road.
You can't see it.
Etta James, a beautiful lady.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never seen.
Well, beauty comes in many forms. She wasn't physically stunning. She was just a beautiful lady.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely can happen. This is a really terrible transition I was about to make. It's not really tied. I was going to say, I was in the bathroom during the break, not really thinking about beauty. Although
there is that.
There is that.
Many different forms, okay?
Beauty is in many, many
beauty is in
forms.
The hand of the beholder. Is that what you're saying? I'm just saying.
Well, no, and this is even going to sound weirder because I was in the bathroom. I randomly thought of Rocky and Bullwinkle. And
you don't make me do a spit take on the radio, man.
So I was thinking about we need to find something. I think we should look this up for a little bit later on in the show. But didn't they do a poem about going up in a swing and the sky is so blue? Yes?
You mean the Rocky and Bullwinkle the poems?
Yes, the Rocky
those
and Bullwinkle.
Those were awesome.
We need to
awesome.
Find those.
Yeah, exactly. We do. You know, we should.
That on our production list once my computer's up and running again.
Well, or a caller can come in because they usually have Google.
There you go. Yeah, callers.
On the internet machine, the Google on the inner tubes.
If on you the can interwebs.
Find. And so yes. What number would they call in with?
303-386-3598. What is that number again, brother?
That's 303-386-3598.
Give us a call. Share with us poetry. Look up that Rocky and Bullwinkle stuff. I like that idea.
I think that's, you know, that was really probably the most refreshing thought I had all day.
Really?
It's Rocky and Bullwinkle.
And you had it here during the show.
I did. You know, that's the interesting thing.
Of all times to have it?
In the bathroom.
In the restroom. Sometimes some of the best thinking's done there.
Sometimes you wish you had a microphone in the bathroom. at least I do. I don't know about anybody else.
I'm glad I don't have a microphone in the bathroom.
Not like a nice microphone.
Kind of like from Naked Gun. Whoops. All right, we're getting way off track. Call us. Share your poetry. I've got one to share real quick. It's called America's Shame. Speaking of indigenous people of this land. The murder of 100,000 braves, the indigenous people of this land, manifest destiny dug out the graves, unspeakable horrors were done offhand. Rape after rape left unprosecuted, and there were no rights for the average squaw. Sold to slavery, then prostituted, no protection allowed by frontier law. Repeated offenses by white-skinned man, now I ask, wouldn't their God be so proud? Killing tribe after tribe, clan after clan, of these atrocities I have avowed. No money could ever repay this debt until our government shows its regret.
That's a pretty incredible one, man. Was that you?
That was me, dude.
Wow.
I had this moment of clarity at work at one point in time. I get those on occasion.
Were you in a good mood that day, or was that a kind of a...
I was actually reading on the Sand Creek Massacre here in Colorado.
Absolutely.
And it just kind of, you know how the muse works with me. She kind of piddled her thoughts down my forehead and out onto the paper it came. So.
Well, if anybody ever pickled thoughts down on my forehead, I'd be kind of angry.
Piddled. Yes.
Piddled. That's even worse.
I know, right?
I thought you said pickled. I was like, that's kind of strange. How do you pickle something on someone's forehead?
I don't know, dude.
I'm just asking. I mean, it's really, everybody's looking at me really weird here.
Even our producer is just like, what is he talking about?
What is your problem, man? All right, so give us a call. Once again, if you want to read poetry here for us, covers, your own originals, 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. And by the way, if you're calling and you end up getting a message, you don't get through, there's nothing wrong with the phone. Just keep calling back. We will get to you. We get a lot of calls in sometimes, and we can't get to all of them. So once again, that's 303-386-3598.
And we also want to thank KZKO's sponsor, At the Beach, 31 locations in Denver metro area. If you are tanorexic and you want to get a tan, even during the wintertime, you can head on in to At the Beach. And
tanorexic?
That's copyrighted. That's my word. No, I'm just kidding. So
patent owned by J. Todd Underhill.
Did you not see the little C come up or the TM come up right next to that?
He did do that. He's really good at making it. Like, I thought it was a gang sign, but it was really just trademark.
I'm throwing up gang signs in the studio.
He's part of the
TM. I'm with the Edgar Allan Poe crowd.
Trademarking everything.
You know, that's what I do. Also, we want to thank Commercial Essex Motors. Contact Mike and Ray at 303-678-0300, 131 Main Street in Longmont, Colorado. They're making this possible for poets worldwide to call in and share their work. Once again, 303-386-3598. Call us. Let us hear something from you.
And don't forget our other sponsors at Off the Vine.
Yes.
In Englewood, Colorado. And USA Carpet, Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Awesome job at usacarpetinc.com.
And I can attest to that one actually wholeheartedly. I had USA Carpets come in and do my entire basement. Fabulous job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I need him to do it again because it's been a couple of years, but it held up forever.
But he does as good of a work as I think it's possible to do with carpet cleaning. So we can definitely both attest to that.
Right on. I'm trying to find another one here.
Okay, well, I hear our phone's ringing, but give us a call here if you want to read a poem to us. It's 303-386-3598.
Just
share
real
your
quick,
poetry.
Yeah, just real quick, the rules are we try to keep it PG-13. I know I pushed the edge a little bit tonight. We do try to also not read about the man from Nantucket. We've heard that one before, or the lady from Wheeling.
I was telling that one earlier before the show.
I'm so glad you're not sharing it now. Yeah. All right, we do have a caller. Please welcome to the airwave, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey, Amanda, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Denver.
Right on. You happy with the Broncos win?
No.
No.
No, Chargers fan, born and bred.
You should just, maybe you should just move.
Oh, you're a Chargers fan, born and bred. I do have to say, I know we're not a sports talk show, but I'm sorry about the loss of North Turner today.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
He was blown out like Uncle Nasty.
I'm not sorry.
So, I'm just saying.
That's just got all kinds of mean just then.
I know, I'm sorry. I don't know why it took a mean turn. What are you going to share with us tonight, Amanda?
All right, I've got a poem called High Flights, and I want to share this because it used to end the television broadcast when broadcast had an end of the day.
All right.
Oh, I have slipped the surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you've not dreamed of, wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence hovering there. I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark or even eagle flew, and while with silent, lifting mind I've trod the high, unsurpassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touched the face of God.
Wow.
Wow. Amanda, do you read a lot? I mean, do you go to poetry open mics and read in public?
No, I don't.
I've got to say, you've got all the tools you need to get it done, because that was astounding.
Well, thank you. It was recovery. Quote Art Bell. That's all right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Amanda. I mean, that was absolutely beautiful. I mean, you think about, you know, broadcasts used to have an end of the day and used to end with something like that. Now it ends with, you know, something for like the chop slap or something ridiculous. We've kind of gone downhill now. It's
yes,
like, although the chop slap's like, pretty cool.
It's not as cool as that. Or you used to have the national anthem played with like this bold, beautiful American flag waving in the breeze.
It's true.
And now you've got the ab thinner or whatever.
You know what? PX90. What if we combined all of those? The poem, the flag, while in front of the flag, someone's using the ab rocker.
Oh, no.
And a chop slap. At the same time.
That would be so over the top.
I think a lot of people's heads would explode.
I think they just did. I think I heard the sound, actually.
My mind just blew.
mine
and I
a long
wasn't
even
at any fast food joint. Anyway, we're not going to go there. All right, I've got one to share. This is Emerald Angel. As the nighttime clock slowly passes noon, the Emerald Angel appears to me. And the hours fall through the slotted spoon. It sets my inner poet to be free. Anointing my head with licorice kiss, her chemical-induced enlightenment brings me lucid dreaming within my bliss and further poetic encouragement. Dancing so sweet in her gown of jade, the most beautiful angel ever seen, through my liver and brain she doth pervade, tainting everything a slight shade of green. Even though my body this doth abuse, the Emerald Angel shall be my muse.
Very nice, man. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Once again,
you're going to want to call us at 303-386-3598. Share with us your work, someone else's work. Amanda kind of led the way and set the bar kind of high tonight.
You did.
But if you're not a professional speaker or singer, or if you just have a passion for poetry, call us up, 303-386-3598. Share with us your work, something that inspires you, something like that.
It's true. This show is really about you. It's really for you. It's not about us. It's not about J-Todd. It's about the poets and the community worldwide. We want everybody to be able to share together. It's 303-386-3598. 303-386-3598.
We're not even asking for pledges. We're just asking for you to call in and share with us poetry. I'm not here to read my work all night long. If I wanted to do that, I could sit at home and do it for free, you know?
Well, you know, you don't really hear this part. After people read, I take them onto a private line and secretly ask them for personal pledges.
Please don't.
I'm kidding.
All right.
I really don't do that.
I'm so glad that you don't do that.
It's been a smart idea, though.
It is, actually.
I don't think asking poets for money is a good idea.
Asking poets for money is like asking doctors for free care. It's just not going to happen. Or nurses, as the case may be. So, we've got another caller. Please welcome to the line, Victoria.
Hello, J. Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good, Victoria. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Excuse me. I heard earlier that you were looking for someone to read The Swing by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Yes!
Yes,
we were.
Well, I would like to do that for you.
I would love to hear it.
Of course, it's from A Child's Garden of Verses, you understand. And I would like to dedicate this to Michael.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. How do you like to go up in a swing, up in the air, so blue? Oh, I do think it the pleasantest thing ever a child can do. Up in the air and over the wall till I can see so wide, rivers and trees and cattle and all over the countryside. Till I look down on the garden green, down on the roof so brown, up in the air I go flying again, up in the air and down.
That was
Victoria.
That was absolutely absolutely what I wanted to hear. Thank you so much, Victoria.
You're welcome, and I'm hoping it brought back memories.
It really did. It really did. Thank you.
All right. Well, have a good evening. I'm enjoying your show.
Where are you calling from, Victoria?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Excellent. So we've got a broad base in Colorado and people reaching from Michigan and everything. I kind of like that.
Well, this is excellent. It's a wonderful show, and I'm going to listen every single Friday night.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good evening.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
All right, so it looks
and that's
like,
how it's done.
That is how it's done. That was beautiful. It looks like we're about ready to head into another break here. Give us a call, 303-386-3598, to read your poetry and to share it with us.
And, of course, you're going to want to call in now. We'll hold you over the break. You'll be the first one when we get back on the air. Once again, you're listening to KZKO, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit DailyPocketDeals.com.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
Monkey knows what fires me up. You're listening to Jammin' KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we have yet another caller called in during the break. Please welcome to the air, Tristan. Hello, Tristan.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, Tristan?
I am calling from Colorado.
And you're one of our youngest listeners to date.
Wait, what?
You're one of our youngest listeners to date. Are you going to share with us a poem?
So far, not to date. Just so far.
To this moment.
This moment.
All right. This show just took a wicked left hand turn. Tristan, what are you going to share with us tonight?
A poem I wrote myself, The River of Light.
Go for it.
What?
Go for it.
The River of Light. Have you seen the River of Light? Flowing on a blue plain tonight. Have you seen the river of white flowing on a blue plain tonight? Over the fields of trees and grass, have you seen the river of white?
Very good.
Very nice. Good job.
Tristan, for a young poet, you show a lot of potential and talent, and you're very well spoken for someone sounding so young. Are you still there?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I'm very impressed with your skill.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Tristan.
That was really cool. I liked that.
That's what I like about this show. You can be 5 years old and write your own poetry. You can be 90 years old and want to share something that's moved you through your life.
It's true.
All over the world, people can call in. They can call in from England. They can call in from Saskatchewan.
Have we had anybody?
How about some Sarsaparilla?
Sarsaparilla.
No, wait, is that?
I'm sorry. That's a Warner Brothers reference. I am so sorry, Jeremy. It went right over your head.
It did.
You said Saskatchewan is Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Open sesame.
Yes. Oh, wait, no, wait. Sesame's in Saskatchewan?
No, look. Now you're all confused.
Listen to me now.
Okay, so the episode, Aladdin's lamp.
Yeah.
Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny are in the treasure trove.
And that's in Saskatchewan?
The big guard outside.
Okay, big
he's
guard.
He's trying to say open sesame, but he can't remember what sesame is.
So how do we go from open world poetry open mic to Geek Street Radio? Is what I'm wondering.
You said Sarsaparilla.
I said
Sarsaparilla.
I'm sorry. You said Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
I said Sarsaparilla. See?
All right.
I have no idea what's going on.
Time
here.
To rein this in. Once again, if you want to call and share poetry, give us a call at 303-386-3598. Once again, 303-386-3598.
You know, I wrote down a little thing.
Okay. What type of poetry is it?
I guess it would be classified as a haiku.
Oh.
Maybe.
Our board op is a haiku master?
No, I'm not a master at... Jack of all, master of none?
Yes.
Okay.
Is many times better than a master of none.
Oh, Well, that's true.
Or Master of One.
He's a Master of One.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's a jack of all trades, master of whatever he sets his mind to, is what it's more like.
I try. Okay, so producer, co-host, the board monkey, give me, call my, see, I can't even
start over again. You're not even a professional, but go ahead and start over again. We'll let you give you that grace. Well,
and to hear that the microphone's cutting out of my ears. Yeah. So that's always great. Okay. Producer, co-host, the board monkey, call, give name, sit and control show.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. Good job, man.
For you, I mean, you're not even a poet, and you do that.
Well, not even a poet. I mean, you know, there's good people, dude, who aren't poets, too.
In fairness, I mean, we've known each other 16-plus years, and I think that is the first piece of writing I've seen from you. I didn't even know you could write until that moment.
Well, yeah, it's true. I could barely read up until last week.
You and me both, man.
I'm telling you.
That remedial
amazing,
class
it?
Was great.
It was.
It really was. It was awesome. Now I can actually read coloring books. Like
radio is fun for mentals, and we're experiencing it right now. Please save me. Call me at 303-386-3598. Share with me your poetry. Get these guys off the air.
Yes, please save him. 303-386-3598. Share your poetry, your work, covers, whatever. It's all about sharing. It's all about the community here. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm actually going to put in a request to you. Maybe later on.
All right.
Maybe after the next break or so.
All right.
The Worm.
I think I've got that with me, actually.
If you do, great. If you don't, maybe next week.
No, I think I've got that with me. I just got to locate it real quick.
Do you have the Worm with you?
I do.
He does have the Worm with him.
Oh, okay.
None of that.
No, I was not.
This is actually entitled The Wise Old Worm, which I call J. Todd Underhill's Story Time. So, if you guys want to hear it, we'll just do it now, and we'll run long on our break. The Wise Old Worm. Within the graveyard, deep in the night, the wise old worm climbs out of his hole, well within the raven's judging sight. The worm climbs a half-rotted apple to the stem, like a poet stepping up to a microphone, like a poet at an open mic night. The wise old worm begins to speak as if through some mystic form of amplification. You! Hey, you loathsome raven! You need to know a few things in this life. You need to know that you are loved, and it's okay to love someone back as well. Yes, you wretched beast, I have lots to say. Listen with an open heart. Listen with an open mind. Truth in my words you will find. You cannot go through life hiding emotion. You cannot hide within this graveyard, lurking about, night in, night out. You must experience all of the loves held within this life. You must risk getting your heart broken once or twice. You must proclaim your love for those around you, your daughters, your wife, yes, even the darkened loved one you so fear. I know you wish to be an emotional recluse, but you can't. You horrid fowl, are you listening to me? You are loved by many, by many, by many. And yet you sit here with no emotion to show. You need to let someone know. You need to let your feelings flow. Yes, I am talking to you, you vile bird. You are a horrible excuse for one of God's creatures. You cannot go through life captivating hearts with your darkened beauty only to deny. You have to let your feelings be known. You have to let your beauty be shown. But still, you hide in this graveyard. Do you think that you are better than all things? Do you think that you can escape life here? No, you have to let those around you understand. You have to tell the ones you love true, or a nagging pain will run you through. You horrid villain, you must get a clue. I am nothing but a mere worm crawling in the soil, and yet I know these things to be true. Tell someone you love them so. Let them in so that they could know. Let your feelings out as the four winds blow, and share your heart for all to see. Yes, you vermin, I say this strongly. You are a poor excuse for a living being. You claim you are, but you are not seeing, and your emotions you are not freeing. So if you refuse to take heed to my words, you, the most horrible of all birds, then I proclaim I am finished with you, and I will waste not another breath trying to teach you something that you cannot learn. And with that, the wise old worm fell silent. The raven cocked his head, pondered all that was said, and in a reactionary moment scooped the wise old worm in his beak and swallowed the worm seemingly whole, and the wise old worm was never heard from again. Moral to the story? Sometimes the truth is easy to swallow.
Thank you.
I think, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard him read that one.
Really? No. I've done that a couple times at my live open mic, and people, it kind of, the same reaction on your face. I was like.
That's one of my favorite ones of yours, man.
I'm waiting only because of the humor at the end, right?
No, I actually like the whole thing. I think the whole thing's very cool. There's a holiday poem I'm really looking forward to you reading.
On our epic show?
On our epic show. And speaking
epic
of,
theme show.
Speaking of our next few shows, we have a special guest coming next week.
We do. Who's that again?
His name's Wyatt Kane. He's a very popular YouTube personality. He does, I think he's doing something insane, like 4 or 5 new videos a week. It's absolutely insane. All kinds of ridiculous stuff, funny stuff. So he's going to be here in studio with us next week as a special guest. And then week after.
Our epic themed show.
Dun, dun, dun,
we need some like over the top hit music for that.
Can you work that out?
Can you work on that?
Oh, sure. I'll get right on that with the band right behind me.
Just cue the orchestra. The next time I say that, we'll go for it.
The marching band right behind you.
There you go.
No. So, and once again, in case you weren't listening, our epic theme show is comprised of three parts.
Three parts. Part number one, it's the solstice event.
Part number two.
Part number two is our Christmas show. You're welcome to call in with your Christmas poetry.
And number three?
Number three, of course, it's the end of the world.
It's the end of the world.
And we're going to be live on the air when the world ends.
It only happens once, folks. Why not be listening?
We can just smile and kiss it all goodbye at that moment.
I kind of did that the moment the show started. But, I think really no one's going to stop us if the world ends. That's really a good plus there.
Yeah. And really, if the world does end, we don't even have to worry about selling advertising.
It's true. Things get so much easier.
All right. We've got another caller. Please welcome to the line. Mickey, you are so fine. Hello?
Yeah.
Welcome aboard, Mickey.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, you broke up. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Well, either you are or you aren't on the cell phone, but please share your poetry with us, Mickey.
I'm ready. Okay. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screams, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Because there's a spark in you. You just got to ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. Because, baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you're worth. Make them go, oh, 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 as you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. And boom. Thank you.
Thank you, Mickey. Where are you calling from?
By Denver.
You're calling from near Denver?
Yeah.
Right on, because we're in Lakewood, and that's kind of near Denver.
Yeah, man, great. Thank you. That's Katy Perry, right? Firework. It's a great song. Big hit.
I wrote that.
You wrote that?
Yeah, after Katy Perry wrote it.
Oh, so...
Fair enough.
You did it better than Katy Perry, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I don't really like her. I just like my version of it.
I think your version is much better, to be honest. Because I had really, to be honest, I hadn't heard of her version, but I really liked that piece.
Thank you.
And I do have to say, I love you and hate you at the same time, because I sat one day in a parking lot and watched this plastic bag blow across the parking lot. And I'm like, I should write a poem about that, but I never did. So that was awesome.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you, Mickey. Okay, so give us a call, 303-386-3598 to read your poetry or a cover. We're about to go to break, so if you give us a call during the break, we'll have you start off and lead in. 303-386-3598. We'll see you soon.
Exotic Bish Bands come to Cichlids of Colorado, specializing in African cichlids and beautiful freshwater fish. Cichlids of Colorado, the best cichlids in the West, where Ron has all your food, sales, service, and maintenance needs. Go to cichlidsofco.com or call Ron direct at 720-629-2107. Get your fish on at Cichlids of Colorado, proud partners with KZKOradio.com and MSCSports.com.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Phantom 8 Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Englewood, or visit phantom8.com.
Oh yeah! Jamming KZKO. No, you can let that roll, dude. A progressive broadcast for your modern life. And of course, that's Deathbed Confession. And a close friend of the show. We're going to have him in one of these days. Yeah. I'm saying that. I haven't even talked with him, but I know we're going to have him in.
We'll get him. We'll tie him up and throw him in the back of a van. The World Poetry Open Mic van. And bring him to the show.
The one that's painted up like Clown Man?
And we'll just take the blindfold off and put a microphone right in his face. And be like, talk, monkey, talk.
Here you go, Vinny. We love you, Vinny. All right, we do have another caller. Please welcome to the line, Brad. Brad?
Hello.
Hello, are you Brad?
Yeah, this is Brad.
Brad, where are you calling from?
Houston.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Thanks. Hey, I have a short poem I'd like to read called Ode to a Polar Bear.
All right, go for it.
All right. Oh, Mr. Polar Bear, I say to you, ode! And thus it has been spoken.
Nice! Nice! Yes.
That's one of my favorite ones of the night, man.
That might make our best of show. Brad, thank you for calling in, man.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
I love that one. That was great. Okay, once again, if you want to share like Brad did, like Mickey did, like Victoria did, give us a call, 303.
Like Amanda did. Amanda
like
schooled
Amanda
us
did.
All.
Yeah. 303.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a draw between Vicky and Amanda.
Vicky? It sounds kind of personal
well,
now.
Victoria. It's true. We'll just call her Tori then.
Tori? What?
I know.
Okay,
I know.
All right. Let's just skip all this.
I have a quick one.
What do you got?
Go for it.
Fezzes are red. Tardises are blue. Bow ties are cool, and so are you.
Nice.
Are bow ties cool?
Bow ties are always cool.
Really? I wear a bow tie, and I look like
Doctor
the biggest
Who?
Jackass.
Name one cool person that wears a bow tie.
Doctor Who.
James Bond.
James Bond. Doctor Who.
Okay.
Hold on. Bill Nye, the science guy.
Okay,
he's pretty cool.
Mind. You got me. You got me on that one.
He is pretty cool.
Yeah, he is over the top cool. I think we need another Timmy, though.
Have you looked at Bill Nye, the science guy's Twitter?
No.
Hilarious. Biting. Pretty intense.
Yeah. I can't hear you.
Dr. Evil?
Does he wear a bow tie?
Really? He does.
Dun, dun, dun.
So anyway, give us a call. 303-386-3598.
I'll share one more with you if you want.
Okay, let me give the number one more time. 303-386-3598. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, I normally, whenever I'm performing this live, I dedicate this to the person slinging drinks, the bartender, the coffee hostess, whatever you want to call it. Since we're not serving drinks here, I'm going to dedicate this to our board monkey. This is entitled T-Mini Martoonies. Bring me a martini, shaken, not stirred. Make my poetic vision become blurred. Marinate an olive or three, drinking until I cannot see. Remove from this poet his swagger, causing him to stumble and stagger like Dino and Frankie late at night, setting the town and ladies' hearts alight. Bring me a martini, shaken, not stirred. Yes, another one is what you heard. This time soak an onion in the gin, make it as dirty as carnal sin. Freeing my rage within my poetic thought, new horizons will again be sought, filling my senses up with delight as I go looking for another fight. Bring me a martini, shaken, not stirred, causing my next poem to become slurred, float a maraschino cherry in a broth, turning my manic mind into a sloth, medicate my muse away for a time, bring me a break from writing my rhyme, make me feel like a different poet tonight, as with thick tongue I do recite. Bring me a martini, shaken, not stirred. I know this mini seems to be absurd. Give me an olive, onion, and cherry. One last cocktail to make me feel merry. Make me put away my pen and my tome and call a cab to make my way home. Anything else would be less than polite, As I pass out, I softly say goodnight.
Ooh, that makes me want to croon.
I know, nice right? One. A little bit.
Put on a hat, you know? And act all like, you know.
Well, I brought my fedora.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I can't
here.
Even fit the headphones over my fedora. It doesn't seem fair. All right, true. So we do have a caller? All right, oh. We have a caller.
Brandon. Hey. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Doing really well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a Chicago number.
Oh, from nice. Chicago. Very cool.
Chi-Town Heat.
What are you going to read for us tonight?
Well, I was listening to the Poetry Open Mic Night radio show the first night. That was last week. And I was inspired to write a poem during that. Didn't really have enough time to call in. So I'm just calling in this week to read it for you guys.
Oh, awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, of course. You guys ready?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Go for it.
Okay. I call this one From Broken Strings of Puppeteers. From broken strings of puppeteers, monsters roam the new world's streets. Distort reality, break its spine, present the husk, prevent divine. Gone is truth, gone is direction, a black hole's twisting insurrection. The mirror of lies reflects into innocent worlds. The tree of life is burning. And feeling, on the new world streets, the innocent bear the burden of feeling, but they know nothing, and can only do nothing. Direction forsaken, they wander the oblivion of the monstrous unseen world.
Nice!
Holy shnikes.
We inspired that?
That was really, really good, man.
Oh, thank you.
Brandon, yeah, we inspired you. That from you?
Sorry, what was that?
We inspired that from you?
Yeah, well, just hearing all the poetry, I wrote some poetry back, you know, like in school and stuff, and I just kind of felt inspired to pick up the pen and jot down my feelings, so.
That was amazing. I think we can close up shop. Our job here is done. We inspired a great, great poem.
Well, that was great, man. Thank you so much for calling.
We're not going to close up shop. We're here for the duration.
Thanks again, Brandon.
Of course. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Brandon.
Once again, we only have a few more minutes here. Give us a call if you want to try to squeeze in one last poem here. 303-386-3598. 303-386-3598.
Of course, we do want to let you know that we do have sponsors Off the Vine Coffee Shop in Inglewood, Colorado.
And USA Carpet at usacarpetinc.com.
And of course, Idle Voice Lessons jumping on board.
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you by our Mr. Michael Amade.
That's right.
Did you say Amade or Amade?
Amade. My Amade family will try to say Amade, but I'm the guy with the opera training. The pronunciation is Amade, no matter what anybody else says.
Okay, fair enough. And I'm sure your family's listening at home going, he's so beat.
Yeah, I know. They're so, yeah, exactly. They're listening right now and shaking their heads, but I'm right. Sorry, guys, but I am.
Uh-huh. All right, so I'll share one more before you get yourself in any further trouble.
Yeah, take this microphone away from me, please.
This is entitled Ode to a Stone Poet, and it's about a poet I know here in town. This is nothing but a short, silly song about a poet that has been led astray. An afternoon spent caressing his bong. It was then his favorite game back then to play. The clouds parted with a hole in the sky. Surely this could be seen as a great sign. Only the words, "Hi, God," said by this guy. What else would you say unto the divine? Was this actually sinning in God's view? He gave a cough as his lungs did release. The hole closed up once more as God withdrew, and this poet was left to smoke once more in peace. As he smoked himself unto sedation, he then cost himself his own salvation.
My mind is spinning at the moment, I think. Very nice, very nice.
Well,
man.
You know.
Yeah. No, I wasn't quite sure I'd take it.
All right.
All right, so we only have a few more minutes left. Once again, 303-386-3598, 303-386-3598.
You want to slide in before the end of the show, give us a call.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be back here next week, so tune in next week.
With Wyatt Kane, our special guest.
Wyatt Kane, our special guest. We're going to be prepping for our epic, over-the-top...
Epic.
...themed show. They can email us. My email is jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com.
Or you can do worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
Correct. You can also go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and check out there. We have a submission form if you want to nominate somebody to be the poet of the month.
Yes.
We also have places there where you can submit poetry and follow our web exclusive only content.
That's right.
I'm blogging on my personal writing site, which is jtoddunderhill.com. We're just plugging everything right now. I just want you to know that. Social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter as well. What am I doing, man? Our board monkey, you can say this stuff.
I can't, but I'm waiting for the phone.
He's got this awesome whiteboard. People can't see this. He writes all sorts of messages, many of them very discouraging. Some of them incorporate a lot of curse words, a lot of name calling. So we really have very tough skin out here. You should see how awful he can be.
But he's a man of multifunction. He's running the board. He's on the microphone. He's answering the phone. And he's writing those discouraging comments.
And he's insulting us
at the
same time. Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here.
It is such a pleasure.
He thinks of other things. Yes, yes.
He writes poetry, haikus, on top of it. He is just multi-talented.
He's like Ringo. He's the most talented of all of us.
And takes the back burner. I don't know why.
It's happened. It's kind of weird.
We love
you. The best people are always in the background.
It's true. Think about Gandalf in Lord of the Rings.
Half of the time, he's not even there.
He's not even there. And then he changes clothes and shows up, and it's a big deal.
Oh, God, we are dorking out, aren't we?
Oh, by the way, you know, The Hobbit comes out right around the same time that the world ends.
When Wyatt Cain's going to be here.
On the 14th. So it's next weekend.
When Wyatt Cain's going to be here.
Maybe we should have a Hobbit episode.
No, there's not enough time to plan it. Unless you have Hobbit poetry, then you're welcome to call in.
It's in the back of the books.
Oh, there's plenty of poetry. Maybe at least one. Maybe we'll do at least one.
Well, no, if you have Hobbit-inspired poetry. Now, a lot of my poetry is Hobbit-inspired, but that's because my wife is like 5'0". I write her a lot of poetry. She's going to beat me after the show.
Yeah, she's really going to beat me.
And Underhill?
Yeah, right.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, so here's the deal. If I lose the bet this weekend, not only will I have an Irish accent for the next 4 shows?
It doesn't have to be Irish. You can just pick any accent.
Oh, just an accent. I will also read any Middle Earth-inspired poetry that you send to us in this voice.
Oh, no.
In the voice of, as I use, Radagast the Brown. Now everybody's going to tune out of the show.
Everybody just left us.
They just
Michael.
Left. They're like, and click. Done.
And click. Thank you. We're going to listen to the rest of the show.
You might need to learn Elven.
I can fake Elvish with the best. I have a good Elvish accent.
He sounds like Elrond.
I sound pretty invacant. That's basically how it works.
All right. So once again, we want to thank you for listening. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Absolutely. I'm Michael Amity. This is J-Town Underhill. Thank you. Thank you to our board op, JT. Thank you to the producer, Mary Cohn, as well.
And also the techno producer, Michael. And I forget your name. I'm sorry. JT, shoot that to us.
Rudy.
Sorry, unless I use it 4 or 5 times, 100 times, I lose it. So,
Rudy, thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much for your contribution.
Well.
Thank you to KZKO and, of course, MSC Radio Network, Off the Vine for making this happen, USA Carpets Inc.
USACarpetInc.com.
And Idle Voice Lessons. I mean, you all are amazing for opening up this forum for poets worldwide. Once again, you've been listening to Jammin' KZKO. The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
The way I feel inside, I just can't say.